This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we're bringing back an old guest. It's been about 5 or 6 months since he's been on the show. We're talking about Todd Bankifer. He is the CEO of AudioEye, Inc., while they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AEYE. Todd, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's been 6 months since the last time we spoke. How's business coming along? And what's different about AudioEye since we last spoke?
Well, I'd really like to say we've matured a lot. We've really grown up as a company. We've broadened our client base in 5 distinct industry sectors. We've got referenceable accounts in each one of those verticals. And we've really elevated ourselves to be seen as sort of the technology leaders in this space. You know, most of our competition is, you know, done, they manually make websites accessible. We use technology, and we've advanced that across a number of customers. So we feel really good about where we are. We're really 2.5 years into this, and we're beginning to do business overseas. We've increased our sales team and our reseller agreements. You know, we've captured the attention of multinational corporations. We're doing business in the federal space now. I mean, we've just really matured as a company, and really feel good about it.
Last time you were on my show, your stock was at 13 cents. Now it's above 17 cents. I want to tell my listeners, you know, for the last 4 straight quarters, you guys have had revenue growth. In 2015, your revenues were only at $338,000. Then 2016, you guys did $994,000. In the first 2 quarters already in 2017, you guys have done $434,000. What gives here?
Well, we've, like I said, it's validation in the marketplace. I think that we've yet to sort of see the shareholders sort of really understand this space. I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, we've got a worldwide problem. You know, the internet was built with inaccessible, much like 27 years now, actually, when the ADA, American Disabilities Act, was signed to allow accessibility into buildings and, you know, the ability for somebody in a wheelchair to get around on sidewalks. They had to make changes because we need to accommodate for those folks. The exact same thing has happened on the internet. We've built upwards of 8 billion websites in the world, and 99% of them are inaccessible by upwards of 15% of the population. That's a huge problem, but if you go out on the street right now and ask somebody if they know that there's 15% of the population that can't access websites, they'd probably tell you they had no idea.
I agree.
But that's starting to resonate. That's starting to be understood, and corporations and leaders inside of companies as well as in governments are starting to realize, you know what, this is a significant issue, and we need to make sure we go out and procure services to make this change. Because when you realize that's that big of an audience, it's almost like having your site hacked into by a cyber hacker. I mean, they could take down part of your site. That's the exact same thing that's going on with sites today, is people are recognizing that they can't use it because of some impairment or some disability they have. And so we've got a technology, really revolutionary technology, that addresses those issues, and we're starting to see that validated in the marketplace. So slow behind that is our sort of our market share and our market value, and I think people are starting to see that. It's slowly but surely.
Well, let's talk about your technology, the Alley Toolbar. What exactly is that?
We have a managed service. It's really a software as a service that allows us to go inject our software into a company website or a government website. It spiders throughout the entire site, determines what is wrong to what is called the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines 2.0. That's an international standard. That's the beauty of this. There's one standard globally. Every country has adopted it. So our software determines what's wrong with the site to those standards. We can then remediate it and then continue to monitor it throughout the life of a subscription in case somebody's making content changes, which most sites change, some change hourly, some change every couple months, some change every quarter. But if somebody makes a change to the content, there's going to be some new inaccessibility issues, and we monitor that, and the minute those issues start or happen, we fix them. So you 24/7, 365, maintain accessibility on your site with our Ally managed service.
You know, recently I saw in a press release that you guys secured a number of new big clients. Can you tell us about some of them and why they purchased AudioEye's technology?
Yeah, like I mentioned, Everett, we do business with the federal government, so like the Federal Communications Commission and the EPA, and we're seeking business with the Veterans Administration. We do business at the federal government. We also do a bunch of corporate well-known names across in many households across this country. We do Uber, the app for Uber, Fox Business News, Sprint, lots of 10 universities, 10 new school districts, including the Seattle Public School District with its 99 schools, GameStop, Jimmy John's, 284 banking clients, anywhere from Mutual of Omaha Bank in Omaha, Nebraska, to Hawaii Pacific Federal in Honolulu. 280 four banking clients. And you can imagine banks. I mean, that's a very highly transactional, very important digital space for their customers. They come to their sites all the time to do deposits and transfers. If it's inaccessible and they're incapable of using it, that's a big problem. That's probably why we have so many banking clients right now. They're all moving in that direction. But I would submit anybody that does that expects its customers and its employees to use their sites, they should understand that if they're disallowing 15% of the population to truly use it, they've got to work towards making it accessible, and that's what our technology does. So we're very proud of the customers we have. We have a 99% retention rate at this point. We've only lost one client, and it was really because the company just really went out of business. So we're proud of that, and we really feel strongly about our solution.
AudioEye is the company that we're highlighting today. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol AEYE. Todd, why is the issue of digital accessibility becoming so pervasive in the marketplace? It seems to be growing in leaps and bounds.
Well, like I said earlier, Everett, I think that the education of this issue is slow but sure. People are starting to realize, especially in the IT teams of companies and governments, they're realizing, wow, we're starting to hear from people that are saying that they haven't, and they're struggling to use the site because of some impairment. So it's not just the deaf and blind anymore. It's people that have just low vision or dyslexia or have the color blindness, or those with some that are somewhere on the spectrum in autism or Asperger's or PTSD for war veterans. I mean, people each consume digital content differently. Our technology allows you not only to have a fully accessible website, but the tools are there available for folks to create a personalized experience to address their individual impairment. So if you're low vision, you're going to just increase the font. But if you're dyslexic, our tool allows you to change it to dyslexic font. So if you're colorblind, you can change the color of the user experience.
That's
These
incredible.
These are all important, really important assets for somebody that comes to a site and is struggling to use it. You hit the AudioEye Ally toolbar and change the experience for yourself individually so that you can use it. And it'll set, so every time you come back to that site, it's set for you to use it. This is truly revolutionary. And I think we pride ourselves in really being a high-tech company that has addressed this issue head-on, and we're grateful for that.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, giving us an update. Hopefully, you won't wait another 6 months to come back on the show. In closing, Todd, is there anything that you would like to get out to our listeners that maybe you and I didn't get a chance to touch upon?
I feel really good, Everett, about the fact that we've executed on our plan. We've shown to the marketplace that we've matured in our size of the growth of our customer base. We had 6 customers in 2015 when we first started. Now today we're over 385. So it's a big span of growth. Like I said, there's still 6 billion websites out there in the world that need to be made accessible. There's a lot of work to still be done, but I really commit to the folks today. There should be no new websites in the world launched without accessibility. I mean, that just should be the pledge by every company and every government in this world. So we want to partner with you and to make it work. I think the marketplace, as I said, is constantly being educated. The timing and execution is on our side. I think we're hitting all our numbers and hitting all the things that are important, and I think our shareholders will soon understand that, and I'm looking forward to working with them. So thank you for your time here today, and appreciate you allowing us on the show.
Absolutely. AudioEye is the company that we highlighted today. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol AEYE. Take a look at them. They're trading at 17 cents. I still think they're completely undervalued. I told you about this company back in February. They were undervalued at 13 cents. That's up 30%. Who knows where they're going to go for here in the next 4 to 5, 6 months. Todd, thank you very much for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.